From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Indonesian government offered humanitarian aid to India through the provision of 200 oxygen concentrators to help it better handle the spread of COVID-19 in the country currently battered by the pandemic. It was said by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi, as reported by Antara News Agency on Friday. Earlier, the government, in cooperation with Indonesian Industry Association and relevant stakeholders, has dispatched 1,400 oxygen cylinders to India on May 10, 2021. The minister affirmed that as an old and close ally as well as strategic partner, Indonesia had kept abreast of the development of the pandemic situation in India and was ready to respond to urgent requirements for oxygen supplies to tackle the COVID-19 pandemic in South Asian country. She remarked this humanitarian aid aims to demonstrate solidarity of the people of Indonesia toward India. The assistance is expected to help India deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. The Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection Agency, BP2MI, has projected that some 5.3 million out of 9 million Indonesian migrant workers are illegal and unregistered. As quoted by Antara News Agency, BP2MI head Benny Ramdhani, when contacted from Tanjung Pinang, Riau Island on Friday, stated that the remaining 3.7 million are legal and registered workers. Ramdhani remarked that the government will encounter difficulties in monitoring the condition of illegal migrant workers abroad since they are not registered and their work location are also often unknown. He also explained legal workers are protected by the government. It is difficult to keep tabs on illegal workers, barring the time when they submit reports for their problems. The increased uptake of electric vehicle will lower the consumption of fuel oil, thereby reducing Indonesia's current account deficit. It was said by a member of the National Energy Council, then representing stakeholders Satya Widya Yuda, as reported by Antara News Agency on Friday. Satya also said if then can have 2 million electric motorcycles, 2,000 electric cars, and 600 electric buses, then can save at least 2.35 million barrels of fuel oil in a year. Satya Yuda pointed to reduce carbon emission from transportation being dominated by means of land transportation. Hence, the Transportation Ministry initiative to boost the uptake of electric vehicle is reasonable. However, it necessitates the provision of fiscal and non-fiscal incentive, including free parking, free toll road tariff, or cashback while buying electric vehicle to attract public interest to use them. Let's move on to the international news. Morocco's King Mohammed VI on Friday ordered 40 tons of aid for Palestinians to be shipped to the West Bank and Gaza following recent violence. The Foreign Ministry in a statement said the aid includes food, medicine and blankets and will be carried by military aircraft. Morocco also denounced the violent acts perpetrated in occupied Palestinian territories and reiterated support for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Morocco resumed ties with Israel in December as part of a deal brokered by the United States that also includes Washington's recognition of Moroccan sovereignty over Western Sahara. Brazil began a mass vaccination program on Friday for athletes, coaches, staff, and journalists heading to the Olympic Games in Tokyo in July. Doctors in six Brazilian cities vaccinated the first group of 1,800 people Olympians and Paralympians among them. One of those getting the Pfizer vaccine, archer Marcus Vinicius da Almeida, said that he feels like it gives him security. He was blocked from participating in some countries, so now he feels that he can complete the pre-Olympic routine during these last 3 months without the worry that he will get sick. Brazil has been hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic with more than 420,000 fatalities so far, a number higher than any country bar in the United States. Violent clashes between Israeli troops and Palestinians have spread across much of the occupied West Bank following days of hostilities in Gaza. At least 10 Palestinians are reported to have died in the West Bank unrest, while hundreds have been injured. As quoted by BBC.com, May 15, Israeli forces used tear gas, rubber bullets, and live fire as Palestinians threw patrol bombs. The confrontation in the West Bank marked a broadening out of some of the worst violence in the region in years. The conflict began on Monday and followed weeks of spiraling Israeli-Palestinian tensions in East Jerusalem. The increased hostilities culminated in clashes at a holy site referred by both Muslim and Jews. Hamas, the militant Islamist group which rules Gaza, began firing rockets after warning Israel to withdraw from the site, triggering retaliatory airstrikes. At least 126 people have been killed in Gaza and 8 have died in Israel since the fighting began. The head of Greece Tourism Confederation, CETE, expressed restrained optimism on Friday for a recovery in the industry this year after the hammering from the COVID-19 pandemic, forecasting revenue could reach 40% of 2019 levels. Greece, which depends on tourism for a fifth of its economy and one in five jobs, is formally launched the start of its tourism season on Saturday. It suffered its worst tourism season in decades in 2020, with just 7 million tourists and 4 billion euros in revenue, down from a record 33 million visitors and 18 billion euros in revenue in 2019. Gross domestic products fell 8% last year, CETE President Yanis Retsos told an economic forum in Athens when asked to make a projection for this year. That was the news. first news comes from Medan, North Sumatra. The Medan National SAR Agency deployed 60 personnel to carry out special alerts during Lebaran 2021 to guard tourist objects in North Sumatra province. Head of the Medan SAR office, Toto Mulyono, told reporters on Tuesday that the 60 SAR personnel would later monitor the activities of people visiting tourist attractions during Eid al-Fitri holiday. In addition, SAR equipment will also be deployed, such as cars with evacuation tools, rubber boats, and other equipments. Meanwhile, head of the operation for the SAR office of Medan, Zul Indra, stated that for tourist attractions in the Lake Toba area, officers will guard for 24 hours. He also appealed to the public to be careful in areas prone to landslide and drowning in Lake Toba. The next news comes from Buleleng, Bali. The constructions of the Bung Karno Park Green Open Space in Sukasada Village, Buleleng, was resumed after being delayed for some time. Head of the Buleleng Environment Agency, Gede Melandrat, last Tuesday during the signing of the contract, explained that the work on the green open space in 2021 in the third phase of work. In this process, there are 25 work items included in the contract. The continued development of the Taman Bung Karno Park Phase 4 cost 16 billion rupiah and has an area of around 22,000 meters square. Buleleng Regional Secretariat Assistance for Economy and Development, Nima Derusmini, said the Taman Bung Karno RTH development project is targeted for completion by the end of 2021. Last news comes from Kulon Progo, Yogyakarta. The government of Kulon Progo Regency, Yogyakarta Special Region, continues to open 8 tourism objects managed by the district government and 23 tourism destinations managed independently by the community on the Lebaran 2021 holiday, while still prioritizing health protocols to prevent the spread of COVID-19. There are 8 tourism objects managed by the Kulon Progo Regency government. Some of them are Trisik Beach, Suroloyo Peak, and Kiskenda Cave. Meanwhile, 23 tourism destinations managed by the community include mangrove forests of Pasir Kadilangu and Mudal River. He said in the opening of a tourism attractions in Kulon Progo, the health protocols for preventing the transmission of COVID-19 would always be implemented. Efforts to check facilities and infrastructures are also carried out. This is to ensure that the protocols are always implemented by managers of tourism attractions.
Today's story starts with the event on May 15th is the Mahajaya Regimental Corps Day. Commander of the Military Region 5, Jaya Colonel Umar Wirahadikusuma, as the Chief Executive of the War in Jakarta Raya and its surrounding areas, issued Decree No. 62-1962 on May 15th about the ratification of the Mahajaya Regiment establishment. Regiment was inaugurated by the Army Chief of Staff, General Abdul Haris Nasution, on May 20, 1962. The Mahajaya Regiment, which means the Jakarta Student Regiment, and its surroundings are known as Menwa, is one of the civilian forces to defend Indonesia. Menwa was established in university as the embodiment of the security system and universal people's defense. It consists of university students who have nationalistic spirit to defend the nation. Moving to 1972, the return of Okinawa to Japan. During the Allied occupation period dominated by the US in Japan, the U.S. deployed its troops on the islands of Okinawa and Bonin and took over the archipelago's mandate. Until Japan regained sovereignty from the Allies in 1952, Okinawa remained under the U.S. occupation. The U.S. tried to become the single ruler of Okinawa. By rapid development of Japanese economy and politics, the Okinawa issue finally became a main topic of discussion between the two leaders of the U.S. and Japan. In November 1987, Prime Minister Sato Eisaku and President Lyndon B. Johnson agreed to return Okinawa with a term of 3 years. Finally, on May 15, 1972, Okinawa was officially returned to Japan. The last event is in 2010. Jessica Watson ended her world tour. Jessica Watson comes from Budurim, north of Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. She left Sydney on October 18, 2009. The younger, who at that time was not yet 17 years old, was considered too young and inexperienced to sail around the world. She proved her sailing skills. The Australian girl sailed across the South Pacific to Cape Horn in South America, then across the Atlantic Ocean to South Africa. She crossed the Indian Ocean and sailed through southern Australia. After 7 months of traveling through the oceans, Jessica Watson finally completed her world tour on May 15, 2010. She became the youngest person who sailed non-stop around the world by herself. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
shadows. See me walking slowly, surely, gently.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's edition of My Indonesia highlights Indonesia's exploratory sectors cooperation with the United States. Earlier this week, Minister of Indonesian State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir paid a working visit to the United States until Tuesday, May 11, to explore cooperation in the fields of energy, health, and investment. In a written statement from the ministry on Tuesday, it was disclosed that Minister Erick Thohir witnessed the signing of an agreement between Indonesian companies, PT Pertamina Persero and PT Bukit Asam TBK, and the U.S. Air Products and Chemical Incorporation on a national strategical gasification project. The signing was done virtually and was attended by officials from each company in Indonesia and the United States. In a written statement, Minister Erick Thohir said that the coal gasification has a direct added value to the national economy at a micro level. The project will save on the trade balance, reduce dependence on imports of liquefied petroleum gas or LPG, and save foreign exchange reserves. Gasification cooperation can save foreign exchange reserves of up to 9.7 trillion rupiah per year and absorb 10,000 workers. Minister Erick Thohir is also exploring cooperation between Pertamina and ExxonMobil in the fields of carbon capture and storage or CCS and carbon capture, utilization and storage or CCUS. This cooperation aims to reduce carbon emissions and is part of efforts to enhance oil and gas recovery in Pertamina's wells to increase the country's oil and gas production. In the health sector, Minister Erick Thohir explores cooperation between the Indonesian Healthcare Corporation, a state-owned hospitals holding, with a number of leading health institutions in the United States. This includes the City of Hope, National Medical Center, Cancer Treatment Center, the University of South Carolina, USC School of Gerontology Senior Community Health and Wellness Center, as well as the Mayo Clinic's Clinical Practice, Research and Education Center. Minister Erick Thohir also explained that there are plans to invest in Sanur Bali, which will be developed as a special economic zone for health tourism. Meanwhile, in the investment sector, Minister Erick Thohir held meetings with several private equities based in California to invest in Indonesia through the Indonesian Investment Authority. The potential investors he met welcomed the exposures to strategic investment in Indonesia's infrastructure program. He also emphasized that Indonesia's main capital is a large market and abundant natural resources. But that's not enough. Indonesia needs to build a conducive investment climate to stimulate and revive the economy.
Jadikanlah
Another was office for Southern Asia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Will introduce you to one of the traditional typical culineries of Makassar, which is also served for breaking the fasting. It's a culinary that is often popular around Losari Beach from afternoon to evening. This unique snack cannot be separated from the history of Losari Beach, which is located on Jalan Lama Dukaleng, Makassar, the capital city of South Sulawesi. There are hundreds of carts selling pisang epe, which means crushed banana on Losari Beach. Even people around Makassar often call Losari Beach as the longest pisang epe restaurant due to so many carts selling these snacks along the beach. Culinary of Makassar is called pisang epe because in the Bugis language, epe means press, so that pisang epe can be interpreted as a banana that is clamped and flattened. That's the process of making this pisang epe. From the name, of course, you already know that the basic ingredients to make pisang epe is banana, and the name of the bananas used is Raja Banana and Kepok Banana. The reason is because this type of banana has a texture that does not contain a lot of water, so it is easier to bake. Besides, this banana has a distinctive aroma and it tastes sweet. Pisang epe was only sold with the original taste, which only emphasized the sweetness of the roasted banana. But now, in accordance with the development times, to spoil the buyers of pisang epe, many flavors are offered, such as durian, chocolate, cheese, nuts, and strawberry flavors, plus sprinkles on the top in accordance with the buyer's taste. The various flavors of pisang epe certainly make the simple and typical snack of Makassar be sold around 10,000 rupiahs to 13,000 rupiahs per serving. This tastes more delicious. Listener, the process of making this pisang epe is so simple. Each peeled banana is first pressed by using a wooden tool called pengepe or presser until the banana becomes flat. This is aimed to remove the water content inside the banana. After the banana is flat, the entire surface is smeared with margarine, then the banana is baked until it is half cooked. If someone buys it, it is baked again until it is dry. The baked bananas are then cut into pieces and then served on a plate with liquid brown sugar on top, but nowadays, buyers can add sprinkles which are appropriate with his or her taste. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world.
Ku nyanyikan lagu, ajak untuk berseru, hadirkan senyum.
di wajahmu selalu lupakan semua duka yang melandamu, bebaskan rasakan hasrat hatimu, pegang tanganku, jangan pernah kau ragu, janjikan ada di sisimu selalu, hapuskan semua resah dalam hatimu, bebaskan, lepaskan semua rasa dalam jiwa. Someone to care, someone to share, someone to hold. Everyone stay, everybody need no reason to love. Everybody, every day. Langkahkan kaki, kita sama kan tuju. Beriringan selalu, tinggalkan semua ragu yang menahanmu, bebaskan, lepaskan semua hasrat dalam jiwa. 'Cause everyone stay, everybody need someone to love, someone to care, someone to share, someone to hold. Everyone stay, everybody need no reason to love.
Sudah siapkah tuh bersama? Bagaimana yang di situ? Tak perlu-perlu lagi merasa malu-malu. Kita lihat yang di sini, jelas merasa semakin percaya diri. Di sana dan di situ, di sini punya banyak cerita untuk saling dibagi. Hey, everybody, mari-mari bernyanyi. Boleh sambil menari, isi ruang di hati. Bahagia ini memang layak untuk dibagi. Buat aku, kamu, kita, atau yang sendiri. Tak perlu sama untuk bisa bersama, karena cinta harusnya tak meminta banyak tanya. Sudah dari sananya cinta itu dicipta untuk aku, kamu, kita dan semuanya.
Everyone say, everybody need someone to love, someone to care, someone to share, someone to hold. Everyone say, everybody need no reason to love.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, the Minister of Agriculture, Syahrul Yasin Limpo, said that there were at least 8 million new farmers during the pandemic in the past year. This is none other than due to the termination of employment or PHK experienced by many people. According to Syahrul, agriculture is one of the sectors that can contribute positively during a pandemic. The need for food that continues to exist even increases is said to make the agricultural sector provide jobs. Based on data from the Central Statistics Agency, BPS, in 2019, there were around 33.4 million farmers engaged in all agricultural sector commodities. However, among these numbers, the number of young Indonesian farmers is only a few. The Agricultural Human Resources Counseling and Development Agency, BPPSDMP, of the Ministry of Agriculture noted that there are only 2.7 million young farmers in Indonesia aged 20 to 39 years. Meanwhile, around 30.4 million people, or 91%, are over 40 years old. The lack of interest of the young generation in agriculture is one of the reasons why young farmers are viewed and tend to decline. In fact, young farmers or farmer regeneration are very important for national agricultural development. Agricultural pioneers who are able to attract young people to enter the field of agriculture. Millennial farmers are expected to increase the productivity of labor, land, and agricultural commodities. Because of this, the Ministry of Agriculture has also appointed 67 Millennial Farmer Ambassadors DPM and Mainstay Farmer Ambassadors DPA from several provinces to accelerate farmer regeneration efforts. The number of DPM consists of 59 people aged between 19 to 39 years and DPA as many as 8 farmers aged over 39 years. If it is not anticipated, Indonesia may experience a farmer crisis in the future. President Jokowi firmly urged young people not to be ashamed and proud to be farmers. And listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让整齐佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Jembatan Merah. The song Jembatan Merah was created by Gesang, an Indonesian keroncong maestro. Jembatan Merah is a song that is quite popular among keroncong music lovers. Apart from composing songs, Gesang is also good at singing keroncong songs. The song Jembatan Merah tells the story of a person who is heartbroken and his lover has not returned. Because of that, he promised to wait for his lover back on the red bridge or Jembatan Merah. And listener, here is Gesang with the keroncong song entitled Jembatan Merah. Happy listening!
Jembatan merah sungguh gagah, berpagar gedung indah. Sepanjang hari yang melintasi hilir berganti, mengenang susah hati patah, ingat zaman berpisah. Kekasih pergi sehingga kini belum kembali. Biar jembatan merah andainya patah, aku pun bersumpah akan ku nanti dia di sini bertemu. Berpagar gedung indah, sepanjang hari yang melintasi hilir berganti, mengenang susah patah, ingat zaman berpisah. Kekasih pergi sehingga kini belum kembali. Biar jembatan merah
seandainya patah, aku pun bersumpah akan ku nanti dia di sini bertemu lagi.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
pagi ku terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari perang, keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu, bekerja bersama hati, kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru, berkarya bersama hati. Ekoku merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman membukakan jalan mencari teman, bergeraklah dari zona nyaman. Seekor sapi, sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru, berkarya bersama hati.
Thank you.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.